This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Western nations rushed to evacuate people from Afghanistan Wednesday as the August 31st deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops drew closer and fears grew that many could be left behind to an uncertain fate under the country's new Taliban rulers. In one of the biggest such airlifts ever, the United States and its allies have evacuated more than 70,000 people, including their citizens, NATO personnel, and Afghans at risk since August 14th. That's the day before the Taliban swept into the capital, Kabul, in to bring to an end the 20-year foreign military presence. U.S. President Joe Biden said the U.S. troops in Afghanistan faced mounting danger, while aid agencies warned of an impending humanitarian crisis for those left behind. The World Food Program said it needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus had left about 20 million people in need of support. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay behind to rebuild their country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases of the so-called Havana syndrome in Hanoi, administration officials said. The investigation was in its early stages, and officials deemed it safe for Harris to make her scheduled stop in Vietnam, which is part of her trip across Asia meant to reassure allies about American foreign policy amid the tumultuous evacuation of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Taiwan and Japan's ruling party will hold security talks for the first time later this week, a Taiwanese lawmaker said Wednesday, as the two neighbors worry about China's increasingly hostile military threats. The announcement of the talks was condemned by Beijing, which claims self-ruled democratic Taiwan and opposes countries having official contacts with Taipei. Two lawmakers each from Taiwan's Democratic Progressive Party and Japan's Liberal Democratic Party will hold a virtual talk Friday dubbed a, quote, 2+2 security meeting. China hit out at Friday's summit, saying it opposes any form of official interaction with Taiwan. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga held talks Wednesday with a powerful ruling party executive on a party leadership vote that will decide who leads the Liberal Democratic Party into the next election due by November. Suga took office last September after Shinzo Abe quit, citing ill health, and his term expires at the end of next month. The ruling LDP vote is expected to take place September 29th. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday the United States could get COVID-19 under control by early next year if vaccinations ramp up. He said in multiple television interviews and a White House press conference that full Food and Drug Administration approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine paves the way for more people to get inoculated, with potential approval for Moderna's in the coming weeks and authorization for younger children by the fall. Malaysia's new prime minister and the opposition pledged Wednesday to find common ground to tackle a coronavirus outbreak and boost the economy, seeking to ease long-running political turbulence. Ismail Sabri Yaakob was inaugurated over the weekend following the resignation of his predecessor after a tumultuous 17 months in office. The country's fourth premier in as many years held discussions with opposition leaders as they seek to put aside their differences, at least while the pandemic is raging. Russia's central regions battled extreme wildfires Wednesday, fueled by an unusual heat wave. It comes after forest fires linked to climate change ravaged Siberia for most of the summer. Authorities were fighting 15 wildfires in the Urals region of Sverdlovsk, the emergency ministry said. The region, which lies on the border of Europe and Asia, faced extreme fire hazard due to a heat wave, it added. Fires had meanwhile grown so intense in Mordovia, a region southeast of Moscow, that firefighters were forced to escape from a ring of fire, according to the ministry. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.